Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were talking about how some people say they are not getting fed in church. But if we examine the matter, we discover that they are not eating what they are receiving. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
So I'm just saying is that, yeah, you still get tempted. And so I believe that's what we're told here, as I read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11, but also here in our text, where we're being told to remember. He's saying, guys, you better remember this. It's important that you remember. You were there. You know. You sometimes were disobedient, deceivers, and serving diverse kinds, different kinds of lust. Wow. Hateful? Hating one another? That was their testimony. Such were. But they got saved. They got right with God. So, remember, in your pre-saved life, you did the things that these first few verses here in Titus chapter 3 are telling us about. He helped you somewhere to hear the gospel, his spirit to convict you, and you got saved. You got it right with God. Well, don't forget, these people need to hear from you. Now, there are gifts that Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 13 tells us about to the local church. He talks about the pastor, he talks about the teachers, he talks about some other things that he calls them gifts to the local church. And evangelists, I mean, he goes on telling about these are gifts for the local church. Why? Because they are going to teach us the word, show us the way we ought to live. And so it's a gift so that we can grow thereby. Now, I'm not against discipleship programs that some churches have. But understand, if a preacher is preaching the word, and you're there each service, you're being discipled as he's teaching you what God has to say. Now, I can remember over the years, it happened with my father too, but over the years I've had people say, oh, they preach is salvation. All he preached is salvation. I finally answered one to say, well, you know, the Bible says that preaching the gospel is power to them that believe. So can't preach salvation without the gospel. So therefore, if preaching's not deep enough to, if you say it's not deep, salvation not deep, then some reason or another you've missed it, because this power, and if it's not power of God to you, it's not that you're not getting fed. The food is there. You're not eating it. Well, they didn't like that answer either. Okay. So, didn't like the preaching on the salvation, and they didn't like the preaching and give them the answer that comes from God's word. Now, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 13, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting, that is the maturing of the saints, helping new believers to grow in Christ, for the work of the ministry. So we learn these things to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, to do the work of the ministry that God has given to us, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, that's what these things are given to us for, and it should edify the body of Christ as believers. We should edify one another. Now, having said that, having just looked at that, verse 13 up there that I just read there now from Ephesians chapter 11, verse 2, 13. Verse 13 says, till we all come in the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You see what that's telling us? That is the goal of a local church. That is the goal of a local church and a member of that church. That's the goal. So, our text is trying to help us get to that goal. We fail as a church when we as a church members, in our love for one another, and in serving God through the local church, when we fail in our faith to be unity. Now, the faith there, the unity of the faith, is speaking of sound Bible doctrine, standing on the same doctrine, and the knowledge of the Son of God. If you know God and you know His person, then you know what will offend Him. You know that anything unholy is an offense to God. Unto a perfect, a mature man. And our Christian lives should measure up to the stature of the fullness of Christ in it. The way we live our life, separated from this world, separated unto God. And Psalms 145:17 says, the Lord is righteous in all His ways and holy in all His work. Now, Christian means Christ-like, so if you're going to be Christ-like, then be righteous in all your ways and holy in all your works. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, where He's talking about, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am weak, meek, and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. And so, as you change from death unto life, you're giving of yourself completely over to the Lord Jesus Christ. You're doing that in total. And if you do, you give it all to Christ, you'll find that His yoke is easy and His burden, His burden is light. Not because I say so. That's straight from the Word of God. His burden is light. Now, obviously, for that to be written in Matthew and then here in our text, we're talking about these things that are affecting the local church, then evidently there were failures. And there'll be failures in our local churches until we reach that goal, and Satan will try to do his best to keep you from reaching there. Now, God uses us to help other believers, especially new believers in the local church. Particularly, as we work one-on-one with new believers. I had a senior couple that visited our church and were saved, good, godly people, and they became members of our church. They're both with the Lord now, but their ministry became to go every time they'd see a first-time visitor in church or see somebody that joined the church. They'd go up and introduce themselves and invite them to come to their house that night. And they'd have cake and coffee or whatever, you know, like that. And just talk to them, get to know them, and just make them feel really loved and liked there at that church. And, you know, when you get people like that, it makes others say, you know what? I like this church. And they want to see what makes that person so different. They'd be so nice and so kind. And so that couple was that way. And so we all I want to come to that perfect man. And those things are plural in bringing us to the goal of verse 13. You know, they're all plural. They really are. Now, let's reread verse 3 of our text here in Titus chapter 3. For we ourselves also were sometime foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures. Wow. Divers, different kind. Whether it's lust or whether it's pleasure, there were just different kinds that we were involved in, different kinds that they had had, that we might have. He says, that's the way it was. You know, when I think of that, I'm saying, wow, it's so easy to judge other people and forget our past. He says, serving divers lusts and hating one another. Now, when you see things like that, serving divers lusts and pleasures, but he puts it in that same verse, same sentence, hating one another. This would be a very bad thing in God's sight. When Christians hate other Christians, they're down on other Christians. That is bad in God's sight, and it's going to hinder your prayers. And you're not going to be half as good a Christian as you think you are. Christ, who is our life, he is the one with whom we are to walk. Again, we must walk in the Spirit, and we will not give in to the lust of the flesh. So when we're changed from death into life, we must give ourselves to him through reading the Word, meditating on what we read, and seeking to grow in him. That's our responsibility. So God has used Christians that aren't the pastors, that aren't the missionaries, that aren't the evangelists, Christians in the local church that have been blessed and used of God. You realize that Priscilla and Aquila, they took in a young man that was trying to do something, but he's kind of getting it wrong. Very well educated young man, still got some things wrong. And so they taught him the more perfect way. That was Apollos, whom we read about in the book of Acts.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.